This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space and time travel, science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, once again, this hour is your hour. This is the time when you can get to the phones and give us a call and have your thoughts heard across the United States. That's right, you can always give us a call at 612-564-8135. And what happens if you give us a call? Well, first you'll hear a recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station, if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then be sure to ask that question or make that comment that's always been bothering you. Maybe something from the news, something that one of your friends talked about, maybe your kids. Maybe your kids have a homework assignment that leaves you stumped. Well, here's your chance to ask that question on national radio. And just remember that some of the deeper questions I can even ask my friends. Several of my friends won the Nobel Prize in Physics, and I'd be more than happy to ask some of them to answer your questions as well. Also, go to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. For example, it lists all the stations that carry Science Fantastic. And also it lists all the books that I've written, starting with books like Hyperspace, talking about string theory, going all the way up to my latest book, which is a New York Times bestseller, The Future of Humanity, talking about one day we will terraform Mars. One day we will go past Jupiter, Saturn. One day we will reach the stars and will become a star-faring civilization. And what happens? What happens if we meet another civilization in outer space? What happens then? Well, we'll talk about what they may look like and how they may behave. What kinds of civilizations lurk in outer space? All of that in my book, The Future of Humanity. And then my previous books, like The Future of the Mind, talk about how science can now give us telepathy, telecommunications, telekinesis, being able to move objects with the mind. Believe it or not, this is stuff right out of a magic show, but we can now do it in the laboratory. So we're talking about science. We're not talking about superstition or magic or speculation. We're talking about science. Well, once again, give us a call if you want to get on Science Fantastic. The number to call is 612-564-8135. Okay, well, without further ado, let's take the first listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. This is Nathan from Cincinnati, Ohio. I've heard some scientists theorize that the geometry of the universe could be similar to that of, you know, like a sphere or a beach ball, and that the expansion kind of be like blowing that beach ball up. Could you say then that at one point in time, the light from the Earth would go around that sphere, return to Earth, and we could possibly be looking at Earth in the past? Or is the expansion of that sphere, would it be too fast to where that light would never reach us again? Thank you.
Well, you ask a very interesting question. You're absolutely right. The fact that we scientists believe that the universe is a sphere of some sort. We don't know the details of it, of course. But we do think that being a sphere, it means that in principle, if light were to move in one direction and you wait long enough, then it could perhaps go completely around the universe. And so in other words, if you throw a baseball, where is the baseball going to land? Well, eventually it may land in the back of your head. So if you have a telescope, it would mean the farthest object that you could see with a telescope would be the back of your head. Now, what's wrong with this picture? Well, according to Einstein, we have the fact that the universe expanded very rapidly. In fact, it expanded so rapidly it exceeded the speed of light. Therefore, you cannot go around the universe because the universe expanded too so quickly. Now, you may say to yourself, wait a minute. I thought Einstein said nothing can go faster than the speed of light, but you just tell me that the Big Bang went faster than the speed of light. So how can that be? Well, you see, Einstein had two theories. The first theory was 1905, special relativity, based on the statement that, yes, you cannot go faster than the speed of light. But in 1915, he came up with his masterpiece, the general theory of relativity, which shows that the universe is a sphere of some sort and space can be stretched. Now, the stretching of space can actually take place faster than the speed of light. Because, you see, Einstein said that nothing can go faster than the speed of light. That is, no material object, no atom can go faster than the speed of light. But space is empty. Space can stretch faster than the speed of light. And so that's how we can now show that the universe itself expanded faster than the speed of light. Therefore, the farthest object that you can see in the universe is not the back of your head. Sorry about that. So the universe, we simply don't know the shape of it yet. Now we have a theory called inflation, which seems to fit all the astronomical data. In fact, my colleague Alan Guth of MIT may eventually win the Nobel Prize for the inflationary theory. And in inflation, we have the fact that the universe is a bubble expanding really rapidly, much faster than in the old Big Bang theory, but there are other bubbles out there, creating a multiverse of universes. Now, this, of course, has still not been totally verified. It fits all the astronomical data. You can Google it. The inflationary theory of the universe is the leading theory that seems to explain the nature of the universe itself. And then the next question is, where did inflation come from? Well, we're not positive, but we think the inflation that inflated the universe at the beginning of time probably came from string theory. And for that, you may want to get a copy of my previous book, Hyperspace, which talks about string theory. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Michio Kaku. I just want to say you're the most amazing person that I listen to as far as YouTube videos go, and I like the way you make my brain think different ways. I just had a quick question. Oh, yeah, I live in San Diego. Oh, yeah, I had a quick question. Being since time travel is possible, do you think we have been visited from people or agencies from the future?
Well, believe it or not, you ask a very legitimate question that physicists are actually trying to answer. It turns out that when Einstein postulated his theory of space and time in 1915, he realized that, well, if space can stretch, and if space can stretch faster than the speed of light, then can it stretch so fast that you can actually go backwards in time? And he was worried about that. Well, in 1949, his roommate, that is the associate of his at the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton, Kurt Gödel, found a solution of his equations which allowed for time travel. Einstein was floored. He was stumped. How embarrassing. His next-door neighbor at the Institute comes out with a theory which seems to violate common sense. Well, Gödel showed that if the universe rotated, and rotated very rapidly, and if you were to go around the universe, then you could arrive at your origin before you left. In other words, you can go back into yesterday. In fact, every time a seminar was given at Princeton by scientists, Kurt Gödel would ask the question, is the universe rotating? Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after the break, we'll answer the question, is the universe rotating? In which case, time travel should become commonplace. And you can meet your mother before you're born. Think about that. Once again, give us a call at 612-564-8135.
over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku and Science Fantastic. Right now it is open mic. That's right, open mic. You can get on national radio. You can pick up the phones and simply call 612-564-8135. And again, all we ask of you is that you leave your name, call letters to the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and bingo, perhaps your thoughts will be heard on national radio. Well, before the break, we had a question which goes to the cutting edge of science, and that concerns time travel. Now, you talk to any ordinary scientist, and they would say, bah, humbug. Time travel, that's for science fiction movies. But that's because, well, they're not physicists. They don't work in an area where time travel does, in fact, have a real possibility of being correct. It turns out that in 1949, Einstein's roommate at the Institute for Advanced Study at Princeton, Kurt Gödel, who had an office not too far from his office, came up with the solution of Einstein's equations in which the universe rotated, in which case if you went with the flow and went around the rotating universe, you could come back yesterday. Now, Einstein was floored. And in his memoirs, Einstein said that, yes, he was very disturbed by this discovery by his good friend. But, he said, we can dismiss it on physical grounds. In other words, the universe does not rotate. In fact, every time an astronomer would come to Princeton and give a seminar, Kurt Gödel would ask the question, does the universe rotate or not? Well, it turns out that we can calculate the rotation of the universe by looking at galaxies. Galaxies rotate around an axis, and you can then add up all the different axes, and they average out to zero. In other words, the universe does not rotate. It expands instead, and that's called the Big Bang Theory. So, in other words, if the universe did rotate, the universe would allow for time travel. Well, since that period of time in the 1940s, we've now found literally hundreds of solutions of Einstein's equations which allow for time travel. However, they all have a common ingredient to them, and this was found by Stephen Hawking, my colleague who passed away recently. Stephen Hawking showed that you need an extra ingredient to make all these incredible solutions of Einstein's equations become real. You need negative energy. Yes, it's possible to find a solution of Einstein's equations which mimic warp drive. This was done by Miguel Alcubierre, a Mexican theoretical physicist, who showed that, yes, Star Trek is a legitimate solution of Einstein's equations. However, there's a catch. Also, wormholes that are used in movies like Interstellar, they depend upon going through the fabric of space and time, but they too have a catch. What is the catch? The catch is you need negative energy. Now, positive energy, we understand. The sun shines, duh, that's positive energy. Negative energy is extremely exotic. It absorbs energy. It doesn't emit energy like stars. It's very rare. But in the laboratory, we've done it. We've actually created microscopic amounts of negative energy. In fact, for BBC television, I once hosted a science series where we went to Harvard, and they actually photographed a device which will actually create tiny, minuscule amounts of negative energy. So what's the catch? The catch here is you need lots of it. Huge amounts of negative energy, as Stephen Hawking showed. So in other words, don't believe it. Don't believe if some crackpot amateur claims, I can build a time machine in my backyard because it's a solution of Einstein's equations. First of all, we have found hundreds of solutions of Einstein's equations which allow for time travel. The catch was found by Stephen Hawking himself. The catch is that you need a very exotic source of energy to fuel your machine. First, you need something like a black hole to rip the fabric of space-time to create a hole in space. Second, you need fabulous amounts of negative energy to keep the hole open. So don't believe any of the crackpots who say that I can build a time machine in my backyard. It's harder than that. Now, what about advanced civilizations in outer space that do have the power to manipulate black holes and create negative energy? For them, time travel may be an option. So in Stephen Hawking's waning years, he seriously took the possibility of time travel. He had his doubts. He had that famous expression, if time travel is possible, then where are the tourists from the future? I mean, think about it. If time travel is like a Sunday ride, then you should be able to jump into your time machine and visit the past. So where are the tourists from the future, he said. Well, I have my own particular point of view, and that is if time travel were possible and you went back to see the dinosaurs, sooner or later you would get bored. I mean, how many times do you have to see a dinosaur eat lunch before you want to turn the dial and go to a different time zone? So in other words, maybe there's a reason why the time travelers don't visit us, and that is, we're boring. They've already been here. The 20th century, 21st century, been there, done that. They want to go to someplace else. Well, who knows for sure? All I'm saying is that time travel seems to be within the realm of relativity and the quantum theory. The catch is you need fabulous amounts of positive and negative energy only available for a very advanced civilization. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, Dr. Kaku. I love the show. I live in New York, New Jersey. One question I have that I've heard a lot about is a relativistic missile. Like, say in the future, humanity lived in different stars or if we met aliens, couldn't you just send a hunk of metal going at the speed of light almost? And wouldn't that devastate a planet? Anyway, relativistic missiles. I just heard that they're very devastating. Thank you, Michio. I love your show.
Okay, well, I'm not familiar with it. However, let me summarize some of the stories about advanced weapons coming out. First of all, Vladimir Putin, back in March, announced the fact that the Russians are perfecting a new kind of weapon never seen on the battlefield, and these are hypersonic drives. Well, at first people were caught off guard. What? The Russians have a new weapon that we don't have? But, well, I've looked at the story, and I realized that it's not such a great weapon after all. It turns out that when an ICBM enters the atmosphere, it's vulnerable to a Star Wars system because these warheads may not be maneuverable. They travel at hypersonic velocities. So what the Russians have done is to create a nose cone which is maneuverable. And it travels at hypersonic velocities and could, quote, evade, unquote, a Star Wars system. And that's what Vladimir Putin was bragging about. Well, it turns out that in the United States, we too have looked at hypersonic weapons because they are maneuverable on the reentry and they're very unstable because you're traveling at hypersonic velocity. The slightest little defect or miscalculation and your weapon is just blown to bits. So the United States basically shelved research on the hypersonic weapon. But look, we're talking about a weapon that gives not a major advantage to any nation that has it, because no one believes that a Star Wars system is 100% efficient anyway, and this system is designed to evade a Star Wars anti-missile shield. However, there is another kind of relativistic device that people have talked about in the news. It turns out that there is a new kind of mystery in outer space. In fact, I was on Fox News the other day talking about it on the Shepard Smith show. It turns out that these are called fast radio bursts. They are cosmic explosions in outer space with the intensity of 500 million suns. A whopping amount of energy released in a few milliseconds. Now think about that. There's this burst of energy that can outshine 500 million stars, and then it disappears without a trace. Well, astronomers have been scratching their head and trying to rule out all reasonable possibilities. They want to be careful because several years ago in Australia, there was another press release. Some astronomers there found a microwave star. Well, we'll talk about that after the break. Are there new denizens lurking in the universe that we know nothing about? And are they aliens? Well, give us a call at 612-564-8135 and let's take a short commercial break.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New data shows that more children are catching the dangerous Delta virus. Some are sick in intensive care with COVID-19. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards is ordering a mask mandate for public schools in the fall.
In just 4 days, another 3,939 children, these are people below the age of 18, have tested positive in Louisiana.
Frontline hospital workers in Florida are reporting a surge in COVID patients in children's hospitals. Governor Ron DeSantis, who is opposed to vaccination or mask mandates, acknowledges that the people who are now in the hospital are unvaccinated.
Had they not been vaccinated, they think that the disease would have progressed much worse. So we're going to continue doing that and continue in providing whatever help we can.
A family in West Memphis, Arkansas, are now mourning the death of their 11-year-old girl due to COVID-19. This is USA Radio News. The Justice Department has announced a New Jersey man has become the first person to plead guilty to violence against a police officer related to the January 6th riots at the U.S. Capitol. Scott Fairlamb pleaded guilty to assaulting a law enforcement officer and obstructing an official proceeding. He's scheduled to be sentenced September 27th, where he faces more than 4 years in prison. As a part of his plea deal, he agreed to pay $2,000 in restitution for damage he inflicted upon the Capitol. Video evidence shows Fairlamb yelling at officers, "You have no idea what the bleep you're talking about." He then shoves an officer and punches a second one. More than 135 officers were injured while responding to the January 6th riot by supporters of former President Trump. One Capitol officer, Brian Sicknick, who was pepper sprayed during the violence, died a day later after having two strokes. The medical officer in Washington, D.C., said his death was natural, but the riots did play a role in his condition.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Before the break, we had a very interesting call about new kinds of weapons, relativistic weapons, weapons of increasing power, and, well, who has them? Maybe aliens from outer space. And let's talk specifically about mysteries in the heavens, which are relativistic. I was on Fox News the other day, and I talked about a new discovery which is causing quite a bit of internet chatter among professional astronomers. It turns out there's a new kind of explosion in outer space called fast radio burst. You can Google that, fast radio burst. We think there could be thousands of these explosions happening all the time. They have the force of 500 million stars. And how long do they last? For a few milliseconds, for a fraction of a second. We have the energy of 500 million stars released, and we don't know why. We have to stretch the laws of physics to explain them. Now, it turns out that one of them just a few months ago exploded and repeated itself. As a consequence, scientists and astronomers were able to zero in their telescopes and instruments to identify what was causing this periodic blip in outer space. And they were shocked. Shocked when they found the answer. At first, they thought that this explosion was coming from inside the galaxy. Nope. It comes from outside the Milky Way galaxy, in a galaxy far, far away, 3 billion light years distant. Now, just remember that our own galaxy is only 100,000 light years across. All the stars you see at night are within 100,000 light years. This explosion took place 3 billion light years distant. Then, just last week, it turns out that yet another fast radio burst was discovered. And it had the lowest frequency yet observed, a new kind of fast radio burst. Well, since we physicists are floored and don't know what to do with this, all sorts of strange theories are now being proposed, one of them at Harvard by reputable physicists. They calculated the amount of energy released by this radio burst in outer space and then said, what could possibly generate such an energy? Maybe an advanced alien civilization firing up their starships. Yes, this is a legitimate scientific piece of work. They have the math to justify this speculation. It turns out that if you have a burst of energy, you can channel it into a laser beam, which can then be used to inflate a sail to create a starship. That's right, a laser sail is perhaps the simplest way to go to the stars. Stephen Hawking, for example, when he was alive, backed the Breakthrough Starshot program to energize a parachute to go to 20% the speed of light, capable of reaching Alpha Centauri in 20 years. In other words, maybe Captain Kirk is firing up the engines of the Enterprise, and the explosion is what we are picking up. Now, to be fair, I should point out that there are other alternatives other than the firing up of a starship. And that is perhaps it's the collision of two neutron stars. That is the leading theory right now. However, you do have to tweak the math a bit. You have to stretch what is known about the laws of physics in order to get the numbers to come out right. In other words, if you want to become famous, figure out what the energy source is of a fast radio burst. Well, let's take a short commercial break. Once again, you are listening to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, We've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. This hour is your hour because it's open mic on Science Fantastic. That's right, here's your chance to talk back to the TV and the radio and the newspapers. Every time you open the papers or turn on the dial, you hear these science stories coming at you about the space program, about Mars, about the Big Bang, about new breakthroughs in cancer research, about new breakthroughs in medicine. But you're all alone. You have no one to talk to. Well, you can talk to me. You can get to the telephones and call 612-564-8135 and ask that question. Make that comment that's always been bugging you. And if you don't want to do it, why don't you put your kids on the phone and have them ask that same question. So once again, the lines are open. You can always call us at 612-564-8135. Okay, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hello, my name is Jeremy Hausman. I'm calling out of Orange City, Florida on radio station 93.5. My question for Dr. Kaku is, in the future, could it be theoretically possible to have something handheld or the size of, you know, like a computer that could generate enough energy to warp space-time for our benefit to use for whatever we want to use it for? Will we someday have the ability to warp space-time like we can control electromagnetism now? Thank you.
Well, the short answer is probably no, but let me give you some caveats with regards to the known laws of physics. First of all, why don't we have ray guns? Why don't we have fleets of flying cars? Why don't we have hoverboards? Well, it turns out that, well, hoverboards and flying cars and ray guns, well, yeah, they do exist. However, there is a weakness that is never talked about in the science fiction movies. Why don't we have ray guns? The answer is very simple. The lack of a portable power pack. That's the reason why we don't have flying cars everywhere, ray guns, and all the goodies that you see in science fiction movies. For example, we can create a ray gun that'll blow a mountain apart. Yes, it's possible. But behind the ray gun, you have to have a nuclear power plant to generate that enormous amount of energy. In other words, a laser beam can carry vast amounts of energy sufficient to obliterate most known objects, but you need some something like a nuclear power plant behind the ray gun in order to energize it. That's the problem. Now, at the present time, the only portable power pack that is powerful enough to do many of the things you see in science fiction is a hydrogen bomb. Well, there's a problem there, and that is a hydrogen bomb is so powerful that there's no known way of containing the energy, and you blow yourself up in the process. So what we need is some kind of nano battery. The use of some kind of atomic nanotechnology in order to miniaturize the power source so that we can then begin to create the feats of science fiction. Now, you ask an even deeper question than that. What about warp drive? Well, yes, warp drive is possible in the sense that ordinary matter and energy warps the fabric of space and time. But we know exactly how much energy is necessary to create a certain amount of warping. To create a warp that is sufficient to drill a hole in space, to open up a gateway to another sector of the galaxy, requires energy on the scale of a black hole. So again, I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that it would take a very advanced civilization in outer space capable of playing with black holes in order to create a portable power pack that can warp the fabric of space and time. So in other words, don't hold your breath. Now, in order to calculate the amount of energy necessary to do this, we have to use what is called a Kardashev scale, a type 1, type 2, or type 3 civilization. A type 1 civilization has the power of an entire planet. They use up all the energy that comes on the planet from the sun. They are maybe 100 years more advanced than us. They would be like Buck Rogers or Flash Gordon. A type 2 civilization is stellar, like Star Trek. They can play with individual stars. They can colonize nearby planets and harness the energy of an entire star. That is type 2. They play with stars. Type 3 is what you are talking about, and that is a civilization that can play with black holes. They are galactic, like Star Wars. So maybe somebody in Star Wars, in that universe, would have the ability to create a portable warp drive device.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. The lines are open. You're not going to get a busy signal. You'll get right to us if you call 612-564-8135. And once again, let me tell you what to do when you hear the recording. Leave your name, call letters of the radio station if you're listening to one, and the city you're calling from, and then ask away. Make that comment. Ask that question that's always been bugging you about science. You know, there's so many stories about science that hit the airwaves, but then you never hear from them again because there's nobody on the airwaves that gives you a regular sum up of the cutting edge of science. Well, if you want to be on the cutting edge, give us a call at 612-564-8135. And once again, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. And you can find the 4 New York Times bestsellers that I've written. And plus, you can find out where I'll be speaking and where I've been on television. I've been on NBC, CBS. I've been on Fox News. And you can see some of the interviews that I've done on national radio by going to my website. And on Facebook, we're at Michio Kaku. And on Facebook, we have 3 million fans on Facebook. On Twitter, we have about 650,000 fans on Twitter. So find out what all the excitement is about by giving us a call at 612-564-8135. Okay, moving on. Let's take the next listener phone call.
Hi, my name is Joey Hatcher, and I am calling from Bangor, Maine. My question has to do with whether there is such thing as an actual infinite number, or if that's just a useful fiction, and the multiverse and that sort of thing. So, thank you.
Okay, well, you ask a rather interesting question, the nature of infinity. Is infinity really a number or a physical entity? Well, I'm a physicist, and we physicists believe that infinity does not really exist at all. It's a mathematical fiction. You can write the number 1 divided by 0, take out your pocket calculator, take out your cell phone, type in 1 divided by 0, and the machine goes berserk. It simply says undefined because 1 divided by 0 is infinity. Now, being a physicist, we work with atoms and subatomic particles, things that you can count. And we see no evidence of an infinite number of subatomic particles, except maybe, just maybe, when you look at the entire universe. But again, that's pure speculation. Now, sometimes we talk about a singularity. A singularity is when gravity becomes infinite in magnitude, and like a black hole, that is a singularity. However, a singularity does not really mean infinity. It simply is a word that we use to mask the fact that we're clueless, that we have no theory to explain the nature of the black hole at the very center of the black hole itself. So to answer your question, mathematicians talk about infinity, but for a physicist, an infinity is an embarrassment. Now, I should also point out that mathematicians rank infinities by using what is called aleph. Aleph 0, Aleph 1, Aleph 2. They rank the order of infinities. The lowest level of infinity is the natural numbers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, dot, 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 going on forever. So that's the one set of infinities given to us by the natural numbers, 1, 2, 3, going on to infinities. But the number of points on a line is an even greater infinity. That's right. They are, in some sense, more, quote-unquote, points on a line than there are natural numbers. On a line, for example, you have rational and irrational numbers, and in some sense, it takes an infinite number of ordinary numbers to calculate an irrational number like pi, for example. And then we have the next layer of infinity, which is the number of curlicues that you can write down. The number of swirls that are possible exceeds the number of points on a line, which in turn exceeds the natural numbers of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This was worked out by a mathematician called Cantor. When he proposed these ideas, most other mathematicians thought he was crazy. Absolutely crazy ranking the orders of infinity. But now, yes, it is a branch of physics, but he was constantly hounded by other mathematicians who went crazy. And I once read a short biography of Professor Cantor, very sad story. He was denied tenure because his theories of infinity were so outrageous, and he eventually was sent to a mental institution. Very sad, because we think it is one of the great achievements of the human mind to be able to rank orders of infinity. Absolutely amazing. Okay, well, let's move on to the next listener phone call.
Hi, this is Armand from Queens again. And I was wondering, what do you feel about hemp and cannabis? Do you think they have healing properties and useful applications? Thank you very much, and have a great day.
Well, in my book, The Future of the Mind, I actually have a chapter talking about drugs and what they do with the mind. And when you actually go through the biochemistry, what these drugs do to the mind, you really get the shivers, because you realize that you're playing with fire. You're playing with the chemicals of thought itself. And if you take drugs, of course, certain drugs are legal. If you take drugs, you are essentially playing Russian roulette with the chemistry of your mind. So I think, well, everything in moderation. People who take alcohol, for example, should do it in moderation, because if you look at what alcohol does to the brain, it's pretty severe. Now, it turns out that dopamine is one of the chemicals that are neurotransmitters in the brain. And these drugs can regulate this neurotransmitter, one of the most powerful neurotransmitters. So my personal attitude is, stay away. But that's my personal attitude. Okay, well, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, you've been listening to Science Fantastic. You can always give us a call at 612-564-8135 and have your thoughts heard on national radio. And follow my work by going to my website, mkaku.org, mkaku.org. Good day.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.